Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, it's that time of the show, Ben.
I'm hungry.
I know, one of my favourite. What are you having for dinner tonight, do you know?
I don't know, but I'm hanging out for one of your Sunday roasts now. You've spoken about it enough, and hey, I think it's time I bring the herbs out of my garden over to your place.
Well, today we're actually talking about lamb shanks, because that's actually a really popular cut. And for a few years now, you've seen it on lots of different restaurant menus. And yep. Of course, now you can, they're very affordable, and there's all sorts of different recipes. And I'd like to welcome to the show our food director of Mind Food, Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Now, do you cook lamb shanks at home?
I do. One of our favourite ways of serving lamb shanks at home is the Thai flavoured lamb shanks, as we do. Of course, that's hard to say.
We do a casserole.
Yum, sounds good. Thai flavoured. It's interesting how that's become so mainstream now. You know, isn't it Thai food?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, it is. We've got our recipe that we're using is use the lamb shanks. We use the coriander, which is Thai flavour, and we've got garlic, and we just cheat a little bit. We've got a Thai red curry paste, which we use, and then coconut milks. And, of course, you've got to finish that off with a good fish sauce and lemon juice and some lime leaves.
Now, what does coconut milk do? What's that do?
Well, that just carries the flavour and it makes a good sauce to go with the lamb shank.
Beautiful.
And what do you serve it with?
Well, we've used, for this one, I'm going to serve it with you can serve it with anything. You serve it with rice. And actually, that's a very good point. What do you like to eat your casseroles with, Michael?
I love potato.
Do you?
I do. I love mashed potato. What do you like, Ben?
I like rice.
Do you?
Yeah, I like that Mediterranean
feel.
Well,
we often have, you know, jasmine rice.
Jasmine rice.
And it's
nice.
Easy because the kids can make it as well.
I was just looking when you said, let's talk about casseroles. You know, you can have it with pearl barley or you can cook polenta. There's just so many other options that you can serve with your shanks. It gives you just a whole different feel and flavour.
So how would you do it? So what's the process, Michelle?
Okay, well, we'll preheat your oven and then you'll just brown off the lamb shanks two at a time, depending on what fits into your serving dish. And the best thing to do is to brown them off in an oven-proof casserole, because then you can take all the flavours of the caramelisation process and take that right through to the oven, and then you don't lose any flavours on the way.
Mm-hmm.
So we brown off the meat, we remove those from the pan and just sit them on a plate, and then you just pan fry some the roots and the stems of the coriander. And you've got, what else do we put in there, the shallots, the garlic, and cook that around the casserole dish for about 3 minutes until they're soft. Add the curry paste and cook that for another minute until it smells good, and then you pour in the coconut milk and stock and fish stock and lime juice, and then you put everything back into the casserole dish and pop it into the oven for 1.5 to 2 hours.
That seems very easy. Why haven't I ever done that?
It's very easy, and yeah. Especially if you've got those herbs you're talking about, all you need is some Thai basil and coriander.
What I love about those type of things is when you're cooking them, the beautiful smells go through the house, and it's very warm and cozy and all that type of stuff.
Now, this also is a gluten-free recipe, isn't it? And it doesn't really compromise on flavour.
Well, if it's gluten-free, just check the label of the curry paste you're using. And because, the curry paste is just a combination of aromatics. So, yeah, always just check the label.
Where can we get more details on this fabulous recipe?
Check out mindfood.com. We've got beautiful winter recipes on there.
Now, the thing is, also on mindfood.com, there are other recipes for lamb shanks and casseroles. So I've actually just gone on, as we've talked, there's a really beautiful pappardelle with ragu, and you use the meat of the lamb shanks. And also, if you're interested just in lamb casseroles, there's a ton. My favourite is the Cajun-flavoured one with pearl barley. But as Michelle said, there's loads of recipes on mindfood.com. And don't forget also to sign up to the daily recipe.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.